Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Aaron Morgan.
And I'm Jordan Sloggett.
And we work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This week, we are talking to Rob Flack, Ontario's Minister of Agriculture, Food and Agribusiness.
Welcome, Rob. Thanks for joining us on Flock Talk.
I love Flock Talk. It's going to have Flock Talk with a little Flack Talk involved in it.
I love that. Thanks for joining us and congratulations on your appointment as Minister of Agriculture, Food and Agribusiness. Agriculture is not a new portfolio for you. So tell us about your experience in agribusiness before you ran as an MPP.
Well, I started with a company called Master Feeds way back when. And, didn't grow up on a farm, but was around my grandfather's farm right from birth and worked on farms. Always wanted to be a farmer and or be involved in the business of farming. And upon graduating from Guelph, I didn't have a family farm to go to, so I started off as a sales trainee, as I said, with a company called Master Feeds, then a part of Maple Leaf Mills, and grew my career from there and ended up as CEO in 1993 and built the company, helped build the company with a great team, I might add. It's never one person, and always wanted to do this, get into politics. So when I reached the age and stage and felt it was time, the time was right, politics is about timing, I took the plunge, but had a storied career in agribusiness. Have a farm as well, but really my career was dedicated to building an animal nutrition business and loved every minute of it.
Fantastic.
Minister Flack, what drew you into provincial politics and what interesting experiences have you had since being elected as MPP for Elgin, Middlesex, London?
I was one of those people that got the bug early. Excuse me. My father and mother always taught to those who much has been given, much is expected, and you always give back to community. And I remember in grade 7, William Grenville Davis, 7 or 8, I forget which year, it's all a blur now, but in grade 7, let's say, William Grenville Davis was elected leader and premier of the PC Party of Ontario and premier of Ontario. And I remember taking it to school that day and was excited. Why? Because he was our MPP. Okay. And I remember that was my first recollection of being excited about the provincial scene and have been involved in the party my entire life, helping in campaigns, leadership, local campaigns, et cetera, and always wanted to do it. And again, it's about timing. And so when the time presented itself, I took, as John Crosby used to say, the plunge, and then I went. And so it's been a wonderful beginning. Obviously June of 22, so I'm a little over 2 years. So I've had some great experiences. I loved, and as much as it's an honor serving in cabinet, first as Associate Minister of Housing, now Minister of Agriculture, Food and Agribusiness, the true meaning of public service is looking after your constituents at home. And while I love all my stakeholders in this new portfolio, you still have to remember who elected you, and that's the people at home. So we've had some great successes, from new school announcements to Volkswagens in our riding, for example, and a great economic spinoff and contribution that's going to make getting infrastructure dollars, doing things like the Trillium Grants, helping local communities, local not-for-profits do well. So it's you are involved in a lot of different things, but serving your community first and foremost has been the most gratifying, for sure.
That's amazing. So we know that even with all your career experience in agriculture, the first couple of months after being appointed as minister, getting up to speed must be an absolute ton of work. So what are your early priorities as minister, recognizing you've really only been in the job since June?
Well, I think, Aaron, I've had over 30 briefings thus far. And for anyone that doesn't know, agriculture is a complicated ministry. There are a ton of stakeholders and a myriad of moving parts within the ministry. So early on observations, first and foremost in this ministry, our primary responsibility is food safety, food security, and food inspection. When you take a look at what this ministry does, it does a tremendous job ensuring that Ontarians get to eat and consume safe food, nutritious food that's been well inspected, and that's our first job, first and foremost. But if you notice, the name change was Ministry of Agriculture, Food, and Rural Affairs. So what the Premier and team have done is not removed Rural Affairs, but basically placed it into the Ministry of Municipal Affairs, where there's more symbiosis, more complicating factors. So Minister Thompson, who's taken on that ministry, is heading that up. What they've added to the ministry, in replace, I guess, of rural affairs, which has its own separate ministry, is the term or the word agribusiness. So what does that mean? What the premier wants me and our team to do is to put an economic lens on agriculture. So it is a big industry, as you know, Aaron and Jordan, but I don't think enough people understand the magnitude of agri-food farm gate to the consumer's plate in Ontario. And I can give you some examples. If you want me to go into it, I will, but most importantly, we need to grow that sector. But how you grow it is you make sure that your supply chain, what farmers do and farmers do best, is a solid footing that can continue to sustain themselves and make sure that food and food processing can happen competitively.
Speaking to that economic growth, the previous Minister of Agriculture shared a Grow Ontario strategy that says by 2032, Ontario's goal is to increase the following: the consumption of food grown and prepared in Ontario by 30%, the production of food grown and prepared in Ontario by 30%, Ontario's food and beverage manufacturing GDP by 10%, and Ontario's agri-food exports 8% annually. This strategy was introduced a couple of years ago. How is the work progressing, and will you be making any additions or changes to those goals?
Well, I'll just add to the goals are great, and we're on track with those goals. But again, the change to the ministry, I think, complements this strategy. Like, for instance, most people don't know that agri-food in this province, from the farm gate to the consumer's plate, farm to fork, is $50+ billion now in GDP.
Wow.
Most people don't know that. Most people don't know that our sector, again, farm to fork, employs 871,000 people, up, I might add, 30,000 since 2018. 30,000 employees. And that just isn't on the farm, right? That's through the whole food chain. And whether it's processing, further processing, and added value, like, for instance, fruit and veg, 80% of what they produce goes to the United States. It's a growing, growing industry. And on that note, last year, we exported $26.2 billion. Again, $26.2 billion, up 21% since 2021. So again, I want to put a highlight on the notion that we are growing. And of course, our Grow Ontario strategy complements these activities. And what we want to do is not create the economy, the ag economy. We want to create the environment. So farmers, food processors, food exporters, further processors, everyone that's involved in the business of food has the opportunity to grow, invest and grow. And that is our job. That is what I see a big part of my mandate as Minister of Agriculture, Food and Agribusiness is, according to the Premier, at least for sure, and I take his direction, that we're going to focus on and focus on effectively.
That sounds great. And we know that farmers are a big part of that strategy, and it's really important to support our producers here in Ontario. And, you know, I know that our members want us to ask this question. What are your thoughts on the
Let me guess. Let me. I think I know where you're going.
Tell us about RMP, Minister.
Well, Aaron, you're the expert on RMP. You were there right from the beginning when it came into its inception. And, you know, I call risk management program, and I think there's a misconception of what it is. And as I've, you know, when I started off as parliamentary assistant here, now the minister, and I knew it was always there, but when you delve right into it, risk management, it's a good term, but it's really about staying competitive. And our farmers have to be able to compete not only across Canada, but with our neighboring border states. And we met yesterday and talked about this. I see risk management as a tool to help keep our farmers competitive. It's not a handout. It's not here. You need more money just because. It's to make sure that the cost of production in Ontario can compete with our border states. And obviously it's been working because we're exporting more and more food and commodities every year. That being said, the world evolves, the world changes. Look at some of the commodity prices. Look at the impact of the carbon tax. Look at what the cost of living and food affordability has done the last few years. We need to continue to monitor this program and make sure we keep our farmers competitive. And that's where I see the basis of risk management. And again, Aaron, you and I have had many chats and no promises, but we're going to keep our nose at the grindstone, as they say, and make sure that that program continually evolving, and we're anticipating your input along with other commodity groups to continue to put a good program together, tell the story and support our farmers. So they, remember, they're the, you've shown me your graph, Aaron, where the farmer's at the bottom and it builds out to the great food continuum we have in Ontario. I see it reversed. It's, you know, we employ all these people, but it begins with farmers. Farmers are at the top of the food chain because they produce the commodities and the food that goes into what we get to eat every day. And we do very well. And by the way, we're still producing more food today than we're consuming. So farmers do a great job. As I always say, they're innovative, they're entrepreneurial, create the environment and get the hell out of the way, and they'll do a great job.
We appreciate the support.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking the time today to answer our questions. Will you please leave our members with your thoughts on agriculture in Ontario and what gives you excitement and optimism for the future of the sector?
Always remember, like, farming is the, as I said earlier, farming is the basis of what we do. And I know you represent the sheep farmers of Ontario, and that's, I can't thank you enough for the job you guys do, but think of it in a broader term. Ontario is an agri-food powerhouse, second largest in North America. We're not, you know, it's not old McDonald's farm anymore. Yes, there's small hobbyists. I'm one of them, perhaps. But I mean, an important part of the overall food chain, but it's an agri-food powerhouse. We have to not take a step back, but take a step forward, be in the limelight, showcase it, invest in it, create the environment for it to grow, and we will all succeed together.
Wonderful. We very much appreciate you joining us today, Minister Fleck.
All right. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next Wednesday for our interview with Dr. Paul Loomis, livestock nutrition and research professor at the University of Guelph.
Hey, Jordan, what's coming up on the Ontario Sheep Farmers calendar?
Calling all photographers. We know you're out there capturing photos of your flocks and your farm. We see them all the time on social media. Ontario Sheep Farmers is once again hosting a photo contest, and we want to see your best sheep-related shots. Whether it's lambing season, grazing, or farm life, we're looking for images that capture the essence of sheep farming in Ontario. Our contest runs until September 30th, and winners will have their photos featured in our publications and online. Plus, there are some really great prizes up for grabs. Head on over to ontariosheep.org/photo-contest to enter and share your unique perspective on sheep farming. Join us for the Ultimate Ontario Sheep Convention and AGM on October 25th and 26th, 2024 at the Cambridge Hotel Conference Center. This year's theme is Unlocking Profit Potential, and we've got a new format. The AGM kicks off Friday afternoon, followed by a banquet that evening. The convention continues Saturday with keynote speaker Dr. Mark Ferguson from NextGen Agra, and we'll have two satellite locations this year in Eastern Ontario and Northern Ontario. Register by October 2nd for early bird pricing. Don't miss out. Visit ontariosheep.org/2024AGM to secure your spot. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe to your podcast app to receive alerts for future episodes, and please consider sharing this episode with your friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook and at Ontario Sheep on X. And visit our website at ontariosheep.org.